মধ্যে ভগবদ গীতা আছে চ্যাপ্টার 3 শ্লোক নম্বর 26 না বুদ্ধি
of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna.
The learned Krishna conscious person may act in such a way that the ignorant person working for sense gratification may learn how to act and how to behave. Although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in his activities, a slightly developed Krishna conscious person may directly be engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow the Vedic rituals, because by direct Krishna consciousness, one can have all the results one would otherwise derive from the following one's prescribed duties. Thus in Bhaktivedanta Swami purport to text 26, chapter 3 of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in matter of Karma Yoga. So previous three shlokas, Krishna is telling how he also needs to do his prescribed duty. Even though he has nothing to do in this world, but he said that I also need to do certain prescribed duties, otherwise everybody may follow me, and therefore this whole world can come to ruination. So by nature, person, jivatma, is proactive. He or she cannot sit quiet. That is the nature of the soul. So when a soul is reactive, proactive, then he needs to be engaged in some activity. Now this material world is in such a situation that to do any activity we need to think. So the laws of karma come into effect only when the person gets induced to do a particular act. As long as thinking in a mental platform, there will not be much reaction to his thinking. But when that thinking is converted to action, then the reactions follow. So this is how the laws of karma act in this mental world. Every action has got a reaction. So when we say karma, activity, then the Vedas, they prescribe different kinds of activity. So three kinds of karma activities are described in the Vedas. One is the karma which is common to all kinds of living entities. The second one is called vikarma. The third one is known as akarma. And as far as normal karmic activities are concerned, they all come under the four categories of eating, sleeping, waking and depending. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithuna. This is common to all classes of living entities, right from the elephant to the ants, or even from Lord Brahma to the ants. These activities are all common to all the living entities in this world. So this goes on in the normal course of the life. If you see the activities what we all perform from morning till night, can all be categorized in these four ranks: eating, sleeping, mating and depending. Some of them do it in a very sophisticated manner, and some of them do it on the road, street. But basically, the activity is the same. Prabhupada says like, the dog is running on four legs, we are running on four wheels. So the activity is the same, running. Flying also, we are flying in Boeing, a jet or whatever. and the vulture, the eagle, whatever, the birds, they are also flying in the sky with their wings. So these activities cannot be called something wonderful. The basic thing is the same. So activities which come under these four categories is what everybody is induced to do. Now the problem comes with the other two. Not the problem, one is the problem, another is the solution. The other kind of activity is known as vikarma. Now vikarma is known as prohibited actions. Vedas prescribe certain actions which are prohibited. As a human being, we need to know those activities which should not be done. That is known as vikarma. These activities, when done, they give the most undesired result. And it makes the living entity more entangled in cage in this material world. These activities which are prohibited for everybody. Manu Samhita states these activities. So these kinds of activities, vikarma, everyone should avoid. Right from the first person in this universe down to the last living entity. Now comes another kind of karma which is known as akarma. At the first instance, akarma means no activity. But actually akarma means that a living entity does his karma, but he does not get the reactions to it. Now when we say reactions, now sometimes reactions are good, sometimes reactions are bad. Punya and Papa. So akarma means that such activities a living entity is engaged in where he does not get more entangled in this material world. Now getting entangled in this material world is understood by a living entity, a jivatma, who has come into this world and is supposed to perform those activities which do not entangle him, which he does not get the reactions of papa or punya. That is known as akarma. That he does not get a reaction to these kinds of activities. But that does not mean he does not get a result. The result is such which does not make him more attached to this world. That is known as akarma. Just like Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, he did those kinds of activities in this world which actually did not entangle him in this material world. The Pandavas, they did such activities. There are other devotees of the Lord. They did so much other activities, but actually they did not get the reactions to it. Now it is this akarma which should make us to understand more better. So akarma I can discuss only when we try to understand on what basis a person does his karma. If you see all of us are sitting here, most of us are engaged in different kinds of activities. Someone is a doctor, someone is an advocate, somebody is a housewife, somebody is a professional, like that. Somebody is a businessman, somebody does the grammatical duties. So on what basis each person is doing his activities? The basic activity is the same, but the kind of activity that a person does is based on his gunas. Guna. So guna means the quality. The quality of work. The quality that a person possesses. So basically there are three kinds of gunas in this material world. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas gun. Now according to the person who is born with such a guna, he engages in these kinds of activities. A sattva guna person, the mode of goodness, he does mostly this brahmanical kind of activities which lead him to or which keep him in the mode of goodness. The intelligent class of people, they are known as. Then there are the kind of people who are rajasic, very passionate, day and night they work like dogs and asses. They have no time for any other kind of life. They think one should work. One should work, then only one is happy. So these kinds of people, they work in such a manner that they are only interested to see how they can go on working more and more. They'll be working day and night, and what will they be eating? 2 pieces of bread, butter and 1 cup of coffee. And you ask them, for whom are you working? No sir, we have to work. Only when you work, then you get your moksha. So these are these rajasic kind of people who go on working like asses. You have seen a donkey with the dhobi wala. The dhobi wala is taking the donkey with so much load of clothes to the dhobi ghat. And he has put one stick hanging with some grass. And he induces the donkey to move forward. So by seeing the grass, the donkey thinks, now I am going to eat the grass. Now I am going to eat the grass. But the donkey keeps walking and the grass never comes to his mouth. Sometimes you might have seen, you know, they put a bag of grass on the mouth of the horse and make it to run. So how the horse will be eating and running. So these are the kind of people who work and they hardly care for their own self. Then this tamasic kind of people in tamaguna, the most ignorant class of men, people, they are very lazy by nature, they are very ignorant of their position and they always postpone their activities. If they have to do something today, they will say next week. So these classes of people are such who do not have any inclination to work. So these three kinds of people are there in gunas, three gunas. And they all work for their own selves, except for the person in the mode of goodness. Krishna is telling here in his Bhagavad Gita in this chapter that those who are in the mode of ignorance, mode of ignorance here he means that they don't have knowledge about themselves. They don't have knowledge about the self. They don't have knowledge of their goal of life. So these kinds of people, they always are induced to work and work and work. Now those who are in this situation, you cannot tell them to stop work and sit and chant and come to temple, or come to devotional service. If you make them to stop their work for which they are born in that guna, then they will go crazy. You cannot tell them to stop work. Rather, we should see how they can work for the satisfaction of the Lord. See, the activity remains the same, the work. But one undergoes a change, which we say transformation, is the consciousness. So person by nature is very active. He needs to do work. So what kind of work he should do, whereby he does not get implicated, entangled. So it is this kind of work which is being mentioned in this shloka. So Krishna is telling them, don't let them stop their work. They need to work, okay, engage them in the way they are born in the guna. Just like our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, he being an Acharya, very expert spiritual master, who knew perfectly how to engage people in devotional service. He went to the West and then he started his spiritual activities, spiritual activities for others. And then when the time came, he felt that now I should engage these devotees in much higher level of work. So what he did? He started building temples. Now to build a temple, there needs to be certain classes of persons are needed to build a temple. First to find out the land, how to procure the land. Then you get hold of an architect. Then you get a designer. Then you get an civil engineer. So in this way, Prabhupada engaged all kinds of devotees in the service of Krishna. So this is what is very much needed. He did not tell his boys that you just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. He knew how to engage them very nicely. And in the guna in which they were born and brought up. So this is what is needed to be known. That an expert spiritual master is one who can very well engage his disciples in their guna and karma. And this is what is known as Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not some dull activity, it's not some stereotype activity. Krishna consciousness is very dynamic, that is devotional activity. And the dynamism comes only when the person knows how to engage everybody in the service of Lord. And this is what is known as the success in Krishna consciousness. A success comes when the spiritual master is well aware how to engage everybody. A spiritual master, a leader, etc. So this is how Krishna, he became a leader. He became a leader. He became a master for the Pandavas. Then see how he nicely guided the Pandavas all the time. Even though there were two brothers, Duryodhana and Yudhishthira, but one took the advice of the Supreme Lord very nicely and he became successful in the end. But the other person was very envious of the Lord and he died on the battlefield. You got nothing in them. So in this way, to be Krishna conscious means that person should be engaged in the way he needs to be engaged. In other words, a person doing a devotional activity, he should jointly perform that activity. When you can engage a person jointly in Krishna consciousness, then you are considered to be a very perfect person. This is what is needed today. That you have got so many people coming here, but somehow they need to be engaged properly. Because we are not able to come out of our guna so easily. And every person is in a different guna. And he has a particular bent of mind. So all these things is very important to be considered when you need to engage a person. You can't say that an architect should be engaged in some other service. Or a person who is very practical oriented, if you tell him to go and do something in the kitchen, then initially he may get a little disturbed. So the point to be noted here is that each one of us are born in a particular guna, and accordingly one should be engaged in that guna. And this is what is very important. And by gradual elevation, the person or the devotee, he will be able to perfect himself in all kinds of activities. Like Srila Prabhupada, he engaged so many of his devotees after some years of experience in all kinds of activities. Temple construction, temple management, book distribution, printing of books, translation, all of that he engaged them. How was he able to do that? Through proper training. So when we gradually train a person in devotional service, then the person can achieve perfection in all the services. But initially, it's very difficult. So initially, an expert person is he who is able to analyze a person's bent of mind, in what level of consciousness he is, and then engage him. This is very important. And that's a very heavy responsibility. It just doesn't come like that. The other time there was some discussion about who is the senior devotee in an organization. The senior devotee, after much discussion in our Ishtagosis and all, it was decided that the conclusion was given that the senior person is he who is able to engage all kinds of devotees in devotional service. So this is of utmost importance to all of us, that we have here so many people coming here to be engaged in devotional service, and to make them engaged in the proper service is very important. But in the initial process, what happens? We may not be able to engage them properly in their service, because it's quite difficult to understand what's the person's nature. But there is one activity which can make everybody come to a common platform, because all of us are on a different platform. Now to make all of us come to a common platform, we need to engage all of them on a common platform. And that is, first, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Chanting japa. This japa is a very important way of bringing everybody to one common platform, one common guna, quality. Because we are born in different guna and karmas. So when we need to be engaged on one common platform, then it is very difficult to coordinate. Why? Because each mindset is different. But when we come to one platform, that is a spiritual platform, then everybody can be very nicely engaged. Just like example, today morning we had this program of Abhishek. Now so much went into, effort was put into this program. Just a 1.5 hour program, I think they engaged, the arrangements were going on for the last 1.5 days. So all these needs effort by devotees. So somebody was good in certain kind of activity, somebody is good in some other kind of activity. All of them came together for one common cause. And that common cause was the spiritual platform. How to please the Supreme Lord. So in whatever guna one may be in, but initially one needs to come to one basic platform. That is the service attitude. How I can do my services. So when we come to a temple, our first attitude would be that of service attitude. We come here to be engaged in service, devotional service. And that devotional service can come only when we come with some humility. This humility is a very basic quality needed to do devotional service. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. So one who is in knowledge or without knowledge, one needs to be a little humble. So when one comes to the place, temple like place, and engages in devotional service, then one needs to come with a little humility. Then with that humility, one can be very nicely engaged in devotional service. Otherwise, this activity what is going on in the temple area, then that becomes like any other activity. It is very difficult to distinguish whether we are actually in devotional service or in some other service. So here is a place where irrespective of whatever quality of mind we are having, if we can come here and engage in some little way in devotional service, then it is very nice. There is one instance of Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. When he was in the Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, then one professor from Nalanda University, he used to come every day and discuss with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur about tattva, philosophy. Because the professor was a PhD in those days, like 19th century. So he used to come and discuss only with Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, the philosophical aspect. He was not discussing with the pujaris or the cooks and all that, because he thought that pujaris, cooks, they are not educated so much. I am a professor and I need to discuss philosophy with somebody who is on my level. So he used to come and discuss philosophy with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. So one time on a visit to the temple, professor had some questions to ask to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was busy that day with somebody else. Then he told the professor, "Why don't you go and ask the pujaris? I am too busy, you can come later." Now the professor felt a little disturbed. Pujaris? Why should disturb the pujaris? But he had so much respect for the pujaris, so he went to the pujaris. And the pujaris, they were cleaning the large vessels. And they told the professor, "Just 10 minutes, we'll finish cleaning the vessels, and then we'll look into your matter." So, meantime, the pujaris also engaged the professor in cleaning the large vessels. So he didn't mind. So the professor was cleaning also with the pujari, the large vessels. And then he came out and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur asked him, "What was that you are asking some questions?" "No, all my doubts are clear." Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur quoted a shloka. He says, "As long as you don't engage your senses in the service of the Lord, then that is not devotional service." What is the slogan? Sevan Mukhe Ni Jeeva Dukhai
Mohan Lakhe Shunamari.
He said that our senses are so blunt that when we engage them in the Lord's service, then everything is perfect. So this professor, he has a little ego, you know, that I am a professor and I need to know only Krishna through tattva, through jnana. But by doing a little devotional service in the temple, he said all my questions are answered. Can you hear the sloka?
श्री कृष्ण नामादि ग्रहण इंद्रिय सेवन होते ही विपद स्वयं स्फूर्ति अगर
ट्रांसलेशन
अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि रंजनेंद्र नेम फॉर्म क्वालिटी ड्रॉन ऑफ दी सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्ण अतः श्री कृष्ण नामादि नभवेद ग्रासिंग इंद्रिय cannot be understood through the senses. Nabhavet Grahyam Niriyai Seva Mutehi Jiko Adho Swayam Yevat Purati Adha. Then how to learn how to do it? Then it says Seva Mutehi Jiko Adho. You should imagine yourself in the service of the Lord, starting with the tongue, because very one and very short sense. And if you control the tongue, all other senses will be automatically controlled. Nabhavet Rajam Nidhyay Seva Mutehi Jiko Adho. Starting with the tongue, if you engage the senses, Swayam Yevas Purati Adha, the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, will automatically spring forth from within your heart.
So in this way, even our devotees, when they go out on book distribution and somebody poses a question and they don't know the answer, so they come back and then they start to search for the answer. Like Bhagavad Gita, you know, they see this and that question, they are thinking, where is the answer? And then they open the book, right there, there is the answer. So like that, the Supreme Lord, He helps the living entity when they are engaged in their senses in the service of the Lord. That's why the guna of the living entity, initially he may be in the lowest of the gunas, but when he is engaged properly in devotional service, then he can transcend from tamasic, rajasic, sattvic, then shuddha sattvic, shuddha sattva. Because devotional service is not sattvic platform, sattva platform, it is shuddha sattva platform, pure. And pure means when one is able to understand that he is a spirit soul. Because the soul, constituent of the soul is sat, chit, ananda. So in this way, it is very important to understand what is the meaning of actually karma yoga. Karma yoga, people say, oh, we do karma, we do karma. But what kind of karma are you doing? That people are not aware of. If you see this chapter, third chapter is known as karma yoga. And the fifth chapter is also karma yoga. But it says action is Krishna consciousness. So what's the difference between the third yoga chapter and the fifth chapter? So the third chapter is karma yoga performed on the material platform. Since the person is not a devotee when he is understanding karma yoga, but with the third chapter combined with the fourth chapter, which is transcendental knowledge, then the person performs karma yoga in chapter 5, but it is on the spiritual platform. This is how we need to understand Bhagavad Gita. Karma yoga and karma yoga with its action in Krishna consciousness, these two are quite on a different platform. So, whatever activity we intend to do, we have to do it in knowledge of Krishna. This is very important. If you are not aware of Krishna, then everything is zero. Whatever activities we do is all zero. Why is it zero? Because you are not doing anything new. Every other activity what you have done we are doing, we have already done it. If you are a businessman, please don't think you are doing some new business. No, you already did this business in your previous lifetimes. You are a scientist, please don't think you invented something new. No, you already did all this in your previous lifetimes. What you are doing is simply chewing the chew. Puna punascha charita. Therefore, we are not going to do anything new in this material world, as long as it is not connected to Krishna. When we add Krishna, then the zeros get some meaning to it. Otherwise, all our activities are zero. And to understand one other aspect is, whatever activities we do without Krishna, there is no ananda, there is no happiness. Always there is anchoring. This is another thing which you have to remember. Whenever we do any activities without the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, then every time there will be only anchoring and disturbance. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Bhukti, Mukti, Kami, Siddhi. Sakala, Ashanta. This Bhukti, one is trying to enjoy the middle world. Siddhi, one is trying to achieve some Siddhi. Kami, one is only to send gratification. These all peoples are very much disturbed condition. Then what is the solution? Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ateva Shanta. Krishna Bhakta, one is a Krishna devotee, he is doing everything on Nishkam platform. That means he does not have an anchoring for anything. That's why he is peaceful. This is very important for us to understand. So many people are talking of peace, green peace, yellow peace, that peace, that peace. But everything is peaceful. There is no peace at all. But here is Bhagavad Gita which is giving us the peace formula. One formula is this, that stop hankering. When we keep on hankering, we are going to get more and more disturbed. And second is, try to do activities with knowledge of Krishna. Then your life is meaningful. Otherwise, it's a waste. Therefore, you should understand, working in Krishna consciousness is very important. Everyone needs to be engaged very nicely. Whether it is building a temple, managing a temple, looking after the deities, doing book distribution, preaching to another person, keeping the temple floor clean, these are all activities which are very interesting and which need to be done in a very nice and proper manner. And to engage those persons is even more much bigger responsibility. Because engaging a person according to each person's mentality is very difficult. I can say, you are a very nice devotee, you are a very nice devotee. And maybe I can claim I am a very nice devotee. But the real problem, the real test is when all of us come together and try to do it. That's the real test. Why? Because all of us are on a different platform. But when we come to Krishna, then each one of us are on one platform. Why? One platform is Krishna conscious platform. And that is how it is Krishna. This is very important. Therefore, this entire chapter of Karma Yoga is dealing with the three modes of mental nature and the kind of people who work. So one who is a devotee, one who is a leader, one who is a spiritual leader, he has a very big responsibility of how to engage different people in different kinds of activities. and that is what makes him a devotee. Therefore, we should not disengage anybody in their work. Rather, we should see how they can, that the word Prabhupada uses, dovetail. How we can dovetail that person's nature in the service of the Lord. And that is what will make the person happy, happily engaged. This is what we need to aspire for. To see how a person can be happily engaged in the service of the Lord. If we can do that, then that's our success. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
गीता की जय गोपाल की जय गोविंद।